this day back in 1976, Stevie Wonder released his album Songs in the Key of Life, debuted at number one in the Billboard charts, becoming only the third album at that point to achieve the feat, the first by an American artist. I Wish, the tune there, a whole bunch of great stuff on Songs in the Key of Life, of course. Later on, Will Smith would sample I Wish for the title theme to the awful film Wild Wild West. Will Smith and Kevin Kline starring in that bomb. But the song, I think, more successful, Wild Wild West from Will Smith, sampled from I Wish from Stevie Wonder off Songs in the Key of Life, released on this day back in 1976. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. We welcome in Dr. Michael Busler, public policy analyst, economics expert, professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Find him on Twitter at @mbusler. Dr. Busler, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. It's always my pleasure to be here.
Thank you. We look at this information data on small business through the pandemic. We know it's been a terrible time for them, especially more so here in Michigan, where lockdowns have lasted longer. Theaters still aren't open, though the governor gave an okay to open those up in a little bit. What's been the overall trend that you've seen for small business across the country?
Well, small businesses have really been clobbered by the shutdown from the virus. Because large department stores like Walmart and Target, because they sold food in addition to everything else they sell, they were allowed to remain open. Many small businesses couldn't remain open and are hurting. Now, the federal government did pass the PPP, which gave loans to many of these businesses to keep their employees on. And if they did that, the loan would turn into a grant. But we expected the economy to recover, and it's recovering very, very quickly. But some of the recovery is starting to slow down a little bit now. And that's so the two things I think that can be done to really help small businesses at this point. One, they're talking about another stimulus package. The problem with that is the House of Representatives and the president are very far apart as to how much that should be, mostly because we need the stimulus, but we're worried about the size of the deficit this year, which is already approaching $4 trillion for the year. So they're going to have a tough time, and they are coming up with something. But the other thing that could really help small businesses is to get them opened again and allow them to do their business. There are six or seven states, New Jersey, New York, Michigan, Illinois, California, Oregon, and Washington, who are really keeping their states locked down, and that's really clobbering small businesses. Although we understand that the virus, of course, hasn't been eradicated yet, and there's still risks of reopening too soon, the risks of not reopening soon enough, I think, are greater. So to really help these small businesses, we really need to get them open, be allowed to do business, and do what they do to earn income.
You mentioned earlier, Dr. Busler, that habits have changed because these bigger stores, the Walmarts, Targets, et cetera, remained open because they sold food. And so you could get food and you can get anything else. And, you know, you could order your stuff and pick it up in the parking lot. Are we going to see a more permanent shift in the way that many Americans get their food, get their goods away from the small business and toward the bigger box stores?
Well, some of that remains to be seen. What we do know is that there probably will be a lot of changes in the way people conduct business. A lot of people who had to work from home now, the companies realize that they can be just about as efficient working at home. So I think you're going to see some trends away from these big offices and more toward remote. Now, with regard to people's buying habits, the younger generation is used to buying things online, and they're used to having them shipped rather than go to the store and physically buy something. Now that more of the population has had to live like that, we'll see how that affects things going forward. But I think you bring up a good point that we're looking at different trends in the whole supply chain, different trends in the way people shop, particularly if you're looking at things you routinely purchase, where you don't have to physically touch it and feel it. Something you haven't bought before, you may want a little more experience with before you purchase. But things that are purchased routinely, you don't have to do that. And once people, now that people have seen that they can operate this way and it's very efficient and much easier and much more convenient for them, we're likely to see trends like this continuing going forward. I mean, really, that's how Amazon got to be as big as they are. They really changed the way consumers buy things, buying so much more online, and it's a very reasonable assumption to think that this trend is going to go forward even after this virus is finally resolved.
Dr. Michael Busler, we got about 45 seconds left here. When you look forward to this upcoming Christmas season, holiday shopping season, always so important for businesses, large and small. If things don't go well, is that the January, February time when many of these small businesses might have to make a decision about their future?
Yeah, it is. On average, businesses do about 40% of their annual business during the Christmas season, that is retailers. So you're right, it's an extremely important time. We don't know exactly, we're still a few months away from that, so we don't know exactly how that's going to play out. But if these businesses had a bad spring, summer, and fall because they can't reopen, if they're not fully reopened before Christmas and be able to take advantage of Christmas sales, you're going to see a lot of small businesses in a lot of trouble.
Dr. Michael Busler from Stockton University in New Jersey, public policy analyst, economics expert. Find him on Twitter at @MBusler. Dr. Busler, thanks for joining us this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Appreciate it. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve this Monday edition of the Steve Gruber Show.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dtecleanenergy.com. DTE. What's the easiest way to switch to 100% clean energy? Enroll in DTE's My Green Power program. Anyone can sign up and choose the percentage of renewable energy to use. My Green Power is one of the biggest voluntary programs in the country, and you can join today. No installation, no long-term commitment, and the fastest way to help speed Michigan to a clean energy future. Visit migreenpower.com today. DTE.